You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 212. And today, discover the building blocks of your new influential brand. So let's get started. Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Get ready to ramp up your revenue, amplify your impact, and make your mark in the world. This is the show for experts, thought leaders, and service professionals who want to shatter their limits and achieve that next level. You're going to find out from other experts and influencers how they made it. Now, let's get amplified. Hello, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. Welcome to a brand new year. Thank God, right? So as we start this new year, this is the perfect time to really look at and evaluate the business you're building, the messaging you're putting out there. And I want to ask you, how influential is your brand? Are you able to have the draw, the magnetic impact, that pull to be standing out and seen by your ideal clients? Or do you feel like you're just part of the noise, part of the background? You fade away. People don't really see you. They don't get what you do. They're not choosing you. When you develop an influential brand, a lot of magic happens. And so I'm going to unpack six of the building blocks that I work with the clients in Amplify Inner Circle around, because this is a real game changer to move out of obscurity and in the background and really step up your game so that you're consistently visible. And that leads to being highly paid and attracting more of the opportunities we're all coveting. Now, you might notice that we changed things up a little bit here, and we're starting off 2021 with a little shift in brand, really deepening into my own brand voice, my own authenticity, leaning in even more to my superpowers. And I'm really excited to share that throughout this year in the podcast, but also for our Amplify Inner Circle members. We've got virtual retreat coming up, and let me tell you, there's nothing more powerful than recognizing your superpowers and building your business and your brand around it. And so I hope you will join us in the Amplify Inner Circle, amplifyinnercircle.com, because we have to get you on the map. What you do is important. It is valuable. It is needed. And if you're a best kept secret, you're not serving anyone, especially you. Now, as I go through these steps that I'm covering today, or these building blocks, I want you to do a personal assessment. Don't listen passively, listen actively, and really imagine yourself and your ability to nail this particular building block, because these are going to work no matter what kind of business you want to have. It's going to supercharge your marketing and help you attract more of your ideal clients. And if you're really wanting to stand out and you're ready to go to that next level, then you absolutely have to have these in place to have an influential brand that people are paying attention to. Now, the first one, I've already mentioned it, is your superpowers. The building block is really recognizing what your unique talents are, what makes you stand out, what makes you attractive, and recognize when your best clients recognize that superpower, something they need, and make the buying decision. Now, the reason why you want to understand this is because an influential brand really leans on the personality or on the attributes of the unique offering from that business. So if you're building a business around you, which most of us as authorities are, then you have to really understand what that superpower is. Now, if you're building your business more around the business name or around a service that is more of a commodity, then those superpowers are going to be more about other elements here. But don't underestimate the power of recognizing what you're good at and making sure you're really highlighting it. Now, this oftentimes brings up a question, and Amplify Inner Circle people will say, Melanie, like, I don't really know what makes me unique. And if you're in that place, there are some exercises that you're going to want to do to really explore this as you go into the new year or any time when you're wanting to take your business in a new direction or you're introducing something new or you're feeling like things are stagnant. This is a really valuable exercise to go through and to recognize what is it that people come to you for that they don't have inside themselves or they don't know how to do themselves, that when you are in this superpower, you're magnetic. You amplify not just your awesomeness is like emanating out, but people are like, wow, that was just magic. That's the key to your superpowers. The second building block is what I call a unique profit amplifier, but is also known in the industry as a signature offering. So we've covered unique profit amplifiers previously, and I will link them up in the show notes for you because this is really helpful to understand what is that core thing you do that solves a costly problem for your best clients and or delivers them to a coveted outcome. And I was just doing a supercharge call for Amplify Inner Circle the other day. And one of the ladies was saying, like, I never like really get my rate. Like, people try to get me, negotiate me down. And they're oftentimes coming to me saying, you're so expensive. And she said, so I end up giving so much away that I don't feel valued for. And I, first of all, recognized that she didn't know who her ideal client was. And she didn't have an offering that was so sexy to them. And that's a marketing term, sexy, not a other term, but that's so appealing and so necessary that you are the most logical choice. And then you've elevated your value because they recognize you are the person they're going to get this from. And here's an interesting thing. I've actually interviewed so many different experts and consultants, coaches, service professionals over the years, some of which I'm considering hiring. And if I don't understand how what they do is unique and they give me their rate and it's a high rate, I'm usually like, that seems really high. They tell me, if they are really clear in the other pillars of this influential brand system, if they tell me or they've helped me understand that, I don't care what they charge, like I'm in. And this is a key shift for you this year. The third building block is to lead in your space. Now, if you just got the heebie-jeebies or you thought, oh, I don't want to be the leader, like that's not who I am. I don't want to take the lead on things. I kind of like being invisible, that I'm talking to you right now. This is where authority platforms come in. This is where being the center of influence versus being the person who's being asked, it changes things. And I know it's going to make some of our Amplify community a little uncomfortable or a lot uncomfortable, and that's good. I want to stretch you this year because if you're not stretching, you're probably not having the success that you need or deserve, and your clients aren't finding you. Being the leader changes everything. So, and that doesn't mean you have to like build a multi-million dollar business that you lead. It means we've got to find a space that's authentic and aligned and exciting for you, even if it is a little stretchy and scary, so that you are the authority in that space. Now, there's a lot of authority platforms. I'm not going to get into all of them here. I've covered them in other podcast episodes. We also get deep into them in Amplify Inner Circle. But I want you to choose one this year and decide to take the lead on it, whatever that is for you, because that's going to shift you off being in the crowd and elevate you to the top of the mountain in your space. So people see you, they recognize you, they start to get familiar with you, there that know, like, and trust factor gets developed, and then they choose you. So leads us to the fourth building block, and that is about building bridges. Okay, so when you build a bridge, what you're doing is that you're guiding somebody from where they're hearing about you with magnetic messaging to taking an action to work with you. For some people, that's going to be taking an action to just get them on your list and start to nurture the relationship. For others, you're going to want to inspire them right into some kind of a offer or an invitation to work further with you. And you can only do that when you're really, really clear about a message they need to hear to get out of being passive and into action. Okay, so you can do this by telling stories. Okay, there's a lot out there about brand stories. There's compelling stories. There's stories that help somebody recognize themselves in the problem. There's stories that you tell that are case studies that help people see in successes you've already created with other clients themselves in the opportunity. You can do this with formulas. You can do this with really understanding the topic titles, the what you name things. All of this really matters. And if this is a challenge for you, I'm going to really encourage you to get some guidance with it this year and create your compelling magnetic messaging that helps build that bridge. When I diagnose client challenges and why they're not getting the results, oftentimes this is what's broken, is their messaging is not calling people to the next step. It's confusing them, or they're like, oh, that's nice, but you really need something that's going to pull people in like a magnet. Again, another resource that we'll link to in the show notes is the Rocks Method. This is my technique for developing messaging strategies for other guest experts, people who are wanting to get on stages. They're struggling with some kind of a, you know, like whatever they're building, their blogs, their brand, their podcast, whatever it is. This is how we create a messaging strategy. And you can use it as well. It'll really turn some light bulbs on. The next building block, and this is really a big amplify move, and this is a huge one for you in this year, is to align with other influencers. I think we underestimate sometimes the power of when you are seen as an equal voice in the influence conversation, in the authority conversation. And yeah, sometimes you're not ready. And that takes us back to number four, get your messaging right, getting your offering in place. But I say start now. There's so many different things you can do. There's a whole episode in itself, but a couple of key things is be active in social media. As we're airing this episode, Clubhouse has just entered into the market with a huge bang. In a matter of weeks, it's like taken over most of the social media conversations. Again, this is a way to take the lead and align with other influencers. So when you notice something exciting coming out in the market, don't wait a long time. Step in, put your toes in the water, see what if it's aligned for you and your audience, and get in there and align with some other influencers to make your mark. You can do this on social media, just to start and keep conversations going with other influencers on social media, other experts, other people who share your target audience, because that's really the value there. And also, again, kind of combining lead in your space with this one is putting together some kind of an event or ongoing visibility and authority platform that links you to other influential voices in your space, other influential experts who share your audience. This cannot be said enough. It is a major accelerator in getting you out of obscurity and into bigger conversations. And if you're already well known, but you're finding you're not attracting the right clients, use this strategy to bump up to the next level of the influencers you're aligning with, so that you're creating new, fresh conversations with people who haven't heard of you yet. And one of the best things is this is an easy way to open doors to new prospect pools. Number six, and our last building block we're going to cover here in this conversation, is consistent visibility. I can't tell you how important the C word is. This C word is your most important word for the next year and every year going forward, is consistency. If you're not consistently visible, you're not consistently seen as an authority in some form or another, if you're not consistently visible, aligning with other influencers, if your superpower and your message is not consistently visible to your ideal clients, it's so easy to get passed over. And that doesn't mean you have to be everywhere. Pick a platform, pick a couple of spaces where you know your ideal clients are, and be consistent with your message, with your engagement, with your valuable content, and watch how the conversations change. Watch how things start to flip. And if it's not, then something is off with your messaging or your positioning. And we need to uncover what that is and get you going again. So there are some other elements to creating an influential brand. These are the building blocks that get you started. These are the things all of us have to have in place. And if you're not feeling like you're being seen and you're not highly visible the way that you imagined, if you feel like something's not working in these six pillars, go back and review them and look at how well am I doing this. And you might need to engage a coach or a mentor to help you review this. When people join Amplify Inner Circle, we give them an assessment that helps them really understand where they're at with these building blocks. So that would be a great way to do it as well. Whatever you do, find a way to get consistently visible this year to your ideal clients and other influencers in your space. Now, before you go, come join me in the Amplify Your Authority community. I want to hear how you're going to build your influential brand this year. It's a game changer, and it's going to help not just you, but the people that you want to serve. Thanks for tuning in today, Amplifier. Be sure to join us right now in the Amplify Your Authority community at authorityamplifiers.com, and I'll share my 7 proven tips to be a highly paid expert that stands out in a crowded market. Plus, we're going to keep this conversation going, and I want to hear from you how you're going to amplify your authority and make a greater impact. Before you go, please take a minute to give our show and our guests some love over on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave your full name, and I'll spotlight you and your authority on social media.